MicroStrategy plans $1.75 convertible note offering to expand Bitcoin holdings. Key points: MicroStrategy announces plans to raise $1.75 billion through zero-interest convertible notes due 2029, with an additional $250 million option for initial purchasers. The company explicitly states its intention to use the net proceeds to acquire more Bitcoin, further cementing its position as the world's largest corporate Bitcoin holder. New debt offering details. MicroStrategy, the business intelligence company turned Bitcoin powerhouse, announced that it plans to offer $1.75 billion in convertible senior notes to qualified institutional buyers. The zero-interest notes, set to mature in December 2029, will be convertible into cash, MicroStrategy's Class A common stock, or a combination of both, at the company's discretion. Initial purchasers will have a three-day option to buy an additional $250 million in notes. Bitcoin acquisition strategy. In a clear signal to the market, MicroStrategy has stated that the primary use of the proceeds will be to acquire additional Bitcoin. This move aligns with the company's established strategy as the world's first and largest Bitcoin treasury company, where it uses various financing methods, including debt and equity, to systematically accumulate Bitcoin as its primary treasury reserve asset. Strategic timing and terms. The timing of this announcement comes amid significant movements in the cryptocurrency market. The notes offer unique terms, including no regular interest payments and a conversion option that becomes available prior to June 1, 2029, subject to specific conditions. Holders will have the right to require MicroStrategy to repurchase their notes for cash on June 1, 2028, providing a potential exit strategy before maturity. This move represents one of MicroStrategy's largest capital raises to date for Bitcoin acquisition, demonstrating the company's continued confidence in its Bitcoin-focused treasury strategy despite market volatility. The company will discuss the offering details in a video webinar scheduled for November 19, 2024, specifically targeting qualified institutional buyers.